Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Ches. We left off in daf Kuf Zayin and Beis. Today's year is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishev and Newman. This is Chusar for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Baschaya. They should both have for Shalema, Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. We left off on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. We did not quite yet get to the Mishnah, so the Gemara is going to discuss in the last piece before the Mishnah about how Avram was the first Zakein and Yaakov was the first Chola, and how Elisha was the first one to ever get better from an illness. And then the Mishnah is going to go on to discuss, after we've already discussed individuals who are in them chelik l'olam haba, the Mishnah is going to discuss generations that are in them chelik l'olam haba, entire generations that are excluded from olam haba. And the majority of the daf, pretty much the entire daf today, is going to be dedicated to discussing Noach and his generation. The Gemara is going to elaborate on the Dor HaMabul, what exactly caused them to sin. It's going to discuss the power of Hamas and how Nechtel and Nechtem Gzardinam Ella ala Hamas. We're going to have machlokas about Noach's unique zuchus and how he compared, how he would have compared to people in other generations. The Gemara is going to discuss several psukim relating to the Mabul, including the pasuk that tells us that there was something about the 7 days immediately prior to the Mabul, four different shittos of what was unique about those 7 days. The Gemara is going to describe how Noach chose the animals that went on to the Teva and the exact structure of the Teva. The Gemara is going to talk about the Orev and the Yonah and the conversations that happened as he sent out those birds. And then the Gemara at the very end is going to have an unusual conversation that took place between Shem and Eliezer, Shem ben Noach and Eliezer ben Avram, each describing the extraordinary events that they lived through. Shem describing what it was like when his father had to feed the animals on the Teva, Eliezer describing what it was like to fight in the war with Avram against the four kings, what all of that was about. So Baruch Hashem, we'll get to all of that. So, but we left off at Tanya. We read the piece in the Chesronos Hashas yesterday, the missing piece over here about Yeshu. So now we're up to Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So we were discussing the notion of Yamin Mekareves while the small is Docha, and that a person has to be careful that even as he pushes someone away, he has to make sure he pushes away only with the left hand. The right hand has to bring closer. So the Gemara says, the Brisa tells us as follows: Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Yetzer Tinok V'Isha Teis Mol Doch V'Yamin Mekareves. Three particular situations where one needs to be especially careful that only the left hand pushes away and the right hand is Mekarev. Whenever it comes to the Yetzer Hara of Tashmish, whenever it comes to dealing with a child, and when it comes to dealing with a woman. In all three of those cases, if a person is Doche, is Yetzer Hara, entirely, he's not going to have any children. So it's going to cause a problem in Yeshiva Olam. If he brings his Yetzer Hara too close, he's not going to be able to overcome that Yetzer. He's going to violate many Averos. Tinok and Isha are Daitum Kala. If he pushes them away, so you have to worry that they're going to become depressed by a woman that she's going to be Yotze L'tar B'sra. You can't be Makariv Yosra Midai. By all of these things, you have Yamin Makariv, which is the Ikr to be Makariv them, but the small is Doche. Tan Rabbanu, Shlosha Chalon Chala Elisha. There were three illnesses that Elisha suffered. Echad Shagira Dubin Batinokos. One was as a punishment for causing the bears to attack the children who were mocking him. One was a punishment for rejecting Gechazi entirely without being Makarev Biyamin. And one illness was the illness that he ultimately succumbed to, that he ultimately died from. So we darshan Chala is one illness. Chol Yo are two additions, is a second illness. Asher Yamos Bo is a third illness. So those are the three illnesses that Elisha suffered. Ad Avram lo hayizikna. Until the days of Avram Avinu, no one would age. A person would look in their old age the same way they look in their young age. But kol dechazil Avram amar hayitzchak, kol dechazil Yitzchak amar hayavram. Since Avram and Yitzchak were spinning images of each other, they looked exactly alike. Anyone who would see Yitzchak would say that's Avram. Anyone who would see Avram would say that's Yitzchak. So by Avram rachmi dehavi leizikna. So Avram Avinu davened that he should appear to be old. Shenemar v'Avram zaken baba yamim. That Avram was old, but until Avram, we never find such a lashon of baba yamim. That the zikna was nicker that he physically that you could tell that the person was turning gray or whatever. Ad Yaakov lo avachulsha. Until the days of Yaakov Avinu, there was no such thing as illness. A person didn't know when he was getting sick and dying. But Yaakov davened so that a person should get sick and he should have some warning, therefore, before he dies. They told Yosef that your father is sick, that until that point there was no such thing of being able to tell the child that the father is sick. And the Torah Tzmimah says, you also see from the pasuk, is always a chiddush, that it wasn't something that they were used to. When Rivka was pregnant, that was a surprise. So that was a surprise that Yaakov was sick. It never happened before. Adelisha lova inish chalish demitvach. Until the days of Elisha, whenever anyone got sick, they died. There was no one that ever got sick that didn't die. Vas Elisha by rachmi viitvach. But Elisha came and he davened, and he was able to get better from his illness. Shenemar veElisha chala es cholio asher yamuspo. So it sounds like aside from the chala that he died from, there were other chalim there were other illnesses that he had that he didn't die from, that he got healthy, that he recuperated from. Good. So now we move on to the next mishnah. In the previous mishnayos, we were discussing the malachim, the Hedyotos, Seton of Achelik Lol Mabah. Now we're going to discuss entire generations. Dora Mabel Elim Chelik Lol Mabah, Vein Omdin Badin. The Dora Mabel doesn't have a Chelik Lol Mabah, and they don't get to stand judgment for punishment for their sins. Shnemar Lo Yidon Ruchi Ba'adam Li Olam. So we darshan, Lo Din V'lo Ruach. That they're not going to have a din to get punished, and Hashem's not going to give them a Ruach Chaim to have a Tchias HaMesim with the Tzadikim in Olam Haba. That's how the Rashi understands it. The Yad Ramah says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is only done a person by being machzir the neshama to the guf, and then being done both of them together. Remember, we had that mashal that the guf without the neshama will say, I couldn't have done anything. The neshama without the guf, I couldn't have done anything. The mashal of the blind person and the lame person and that stole from the field. But the two shomrim, neither of us could have done anything on our own. So in order to face din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put the guf and the neshama back together in order for them to face din. By the Dora Mabul, it says the ruach is not going to return. So memela, there's not going to be any din for them. That's how the Yad Ramah explains. Also, the Yad Ramah explains that they're not going to be punished las alavo because they already got their onesh in olam hazeh. That's what it means lo din, because it would seem what he's struggling with is to say that the Dora Mabul doesn't have to face din would seem like a good thing. That seems like a positive that they don't have to face din. So he says, no, it means that they're never going to even be put together enough to face the din, or that they already faced the din by being punished in this world. The Ramban in the Shaar HaGemul explains that the Gemara is talking about Tchias HaMesim, that when all the people of the world are going to be judged, who's going to be Zochet Tchias HaMesim and who's not, what Maila they're going to have in Tchias HaMesim, the Anshei Dora Mabul aren't even going to enter the discussion. They don't even get to enter the discussion of Tchias HaMesim. Dor Haflaga, the Dor of Migdal Bavel, Ein Lem Chelik Leol Mabah, Shneemar, V'yavetz Hashem Asom Misham Al Pnei Kala Aretz. So V'yavetz Hashem Asom Bal Mazeh, U'misham Efitz Mashem Leol Mabah. So we see from there that they don't have a Chelik even in Olam Mabah. A third generation, Anshei Sedom, Ein Lem Chelik Leol Mabah, Shneemar V'anshei Sedom Ra Mechatam L'Hashem Ma'od. Ra'im means Bal Mazeh, V'chatoim Leol Mabah. Aval Omdim Bedin, but at least they'll be Omid Bedin to get punished for what they've done. Even though they were punished in this world, apparently their sin is so great that they're going to be punished, says the Yad Ramah, again in Olam Haba. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Eilu ve'Eilu ein omdin bedin. That both the Dora Mabul and the Anshei Sedom are not going to be omid bedin, unlike the Tanakam who says that the Anshei Sedom will be omid bedin. How do I know this? Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Al Kain. Lo yakumu rishon b'mishpat v'chatoim ba'adas tzadikim. So we darshan al kain lo yakumu rishon b'mishpat ze Dora Mabul. That's a reference to the Dora Mabul, because the Dora Mabul pasuk says ki rabba ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz v'chatoim ba'adas tzadikim elu anshei Sedom. That's a reference to the Anshei Sedom, because the pasuk says by Sedom va'anshei Sedom ro'im v'chatoim la'ashem ma'od. So they're also not going to be judged for what they had done. So amr lo lecham set rabbi nechemya no ad rabba. You could be able to be medayik from the lashon of the pasuk the opposite, that it says v'chatoim badas tzadikim, that einam omdim badas tzadikim avl omdim badas rishayim. Maybe the diuk is that they're not going to be omed together with the adas tzadikim, but that at least they'll be ba'adas rishayim to get punished for what they had done. Dor Hamidbar, the generation of the 600,000 that went left Mitzrayim and died in the Midbar. Ein lem chelik l'olam haba, ve'ein omdin bedin. They don't have a chelik in olam haba, nor do they face judgment. Shenamar ben Midbar hazeh yitamu, v'sham yamusu. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva understands yitamu means olam hazeh, v'sham yamusu means olam haba, so they're cut off from both. Rabbi Lazar Maleim Omer, isfuli chaside korse brisi ale zevach. That the pasuk in Tehillim refers to the Dor Midbar, when Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kori's Bris, that were Kori's Bris with Hashem, with Olos Uzvachim. Because the Pasuk says, V'yizbuch Uzvachim Shalom Hashem Parim, and it says, V'yikach Moshe Saddam, V'yizrak Alam V'yamrinei Dama Bris, Asher Kori's Hashem Machem. So from the Lashon of Isfu, it sounds like their Misa is only in Asifa. Asifa means temporary, that it's not going to be a permanent Misa. So it must be that they do have Chaye Ha'olam Abba, that they will exist in Olam Abba. Adas Korach Eina Asidolalos. The Adas Korach, which was swallowed up by the ground, is never going to emerge again from the ground. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'tchas aleim ha'aretz b'olmazeh, v'tchas aleim ha'aretz refers to in this world, and then the pasuk goes on v'yovdu mitoch hakol. That must be the olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Elazar Amar aleim u'omer Hashem meimis u'mechaya morid sha'ol v'ya'al. That just like Hashem is meimis and then mechaya, Hashem is morid sha'ol. He sent the Adas Korach down into the depths, but v'ya'al, they will emerge again from those depths. So that pasuk is part of Shiras Chana when Shmuel Anavi was born. So the Marashah explains that the reason Chana was mispalel on Korach was because Korach argued on Moshe Rabbeinu because he saw Shmuel Anavi would descend from him. That's what the Medrash says, and because of that, he was ultimately punished. I mean, he had the chutzpah to argue on Moshe because he saw that Shmuel would descend from him, so he knew that he had some sort of future. So now when Chana sings about the birth of Shmuel, so she gives a little tefillah to Korach, who recognized the greatness that would one day be Shmuel, that it was only Shmuel that caused Korach to sin in the first place. So that's why she davened that he should ascend from that, the Adas Korach should ascend from the Sha'ol that swallowed them. Tan Rabbanan. So we have a brisa as follows: Doram Abul in Chelk Olam Abba. Doram Abul does not have Chelk in Olam Abba. Shenar Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, Vayimachas Kol Yikum Asher Al Pnei Ha'Adama. So Vayimachas Kol Yikum means Olam Hazeh. Vayimchum Min Ha'aretz. In another phrase in the Pasuk, Olam Abba. Diver Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Dovid Beseira Omer Lo Chayin V'Lo Nidonin. They will not live in Olam Abba, nor will they be judged for their sins in Olam Abba. Shenar Lo Yadon Ruchi Ba'Adam Li'Olam Lo Din V'Lo Ruach. Lo Yadon Ruchi means two things: there won't be din and there won't be ruach for them to live together with the tzaddikim in Olam Abba. Davar Acher Lo Yadon Ruchi Shlotei Nishmasun Chazeres Linidona. That the neshama is not going to go back to the place where the neshamas come from. There's a place called the Guf. That's why the Gemara has an expression that Ein Ben David Ba At Shetichle Kol Neshamos Sheba Guf. That Mashiach is only going to come when all the neshamas are emptied out of the Guf, whatever this warehouse up in Shemayim is of all of these neshamos. So this dar is not going to be able, their neshama is not going to be returned to this guf. That's, by the way, why the poskim say when they discuss the issues of the mitzvah of Puravu and how many children one is obligated to have, they say no matter how many one is obligated to have, the more one has, the greater the mitzvah is, because it's bringing Mashiach closer. Ein ben David ba'at shetich l'kol neshamos shebaguf. It's only when all those neshamos are emptied out of the guf that Mashiach is going to come. Rabbi Menachem bar Yosef Omer, Afil b'shosha Kodesh Baruch Hu Maksim Neshamos of Kar Mesim, Nishmasan Kashalem B'Gehenim. Even when Hashem gives the Neshamos back to all the other Mesim, the Neshamos of the Dor HaMabul is not only not going to go back into the Guf, but it becomes fire itself and it burns up the Guf. Shenemar, Taru Chashash Teldu Kashru Chachem Eish Tochalchem. That the Neshama itself will become a fire that will burn the Guf. So normally, for other people, the neshama will return to the guf and they'll coexist. Over here, not only will it not happen, but they will the neshama will destroy the guf. So the Bryce explains that the reason the Dor HaMabul felt so full of themselves that they had the audacity to sin the way they did was because of all of the brachos that Hashem gave them. That very often when Hashem gives too many brachos, people start to forget the Ribbono Shel Olam's role and they think that it's all about them, and that causes them to sin. Umaksiv behem, what does it say about the Dor HaMabul? So we quote a pasuk in Eov, or several pasukim in Eov. But Shalom Ipachad Veloshevet Elokai. Simcha Aleihem, that they lived in peace, they didn't have to be afraid of anything, no one attacked them. Uksiv Shoru Iber V'lo Yagil Tifalit Paraso V'lo Sishakel, that the Shor would impregnate the Para, and the Zera would not come out, and the Para would give birth on the at full term, and the fetus would not die. Uksiv Yishalchu Katzon Avileim V'Aldeim Yiradekun, the baby would be born at its and right away after birth would be able to walk just like a sheep that grows up all on its own without having to deal with raising the child. There's no teaching the child how to walk; it just walks. Uksiv Yisu B'Sof V'Chinor V'Yismuchu L'Kal Ugav. Uksiv Yivalu Yemeim Batov U'Shnosim B'Ne'imim, that they lived happy and pleasant lives. No tzara. Uksiv Uverega Shaol Yechatu, they died in a single moment without any suffering, without any pain. Vihi Garma, and that it's all of that goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited upon them that caused them. Sha'amru Lakel Sur Mimenu V'Dastra Checha Lo Chafatznu Mashakai Kina Avdenu Umanoel Ki Nifkabo, that what's going to be the benefit of davening to Hashem? So Amru, the Dor HaMavel said, Klum Tzrichim Manu Lo, do we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu? El Tipa Shel Gesham, the only thing we need from Hashem is a little bit of rain. Well, guess what? We don't need that either. Yeshlan Naharos Mayano Shonu Mestav Kamem, we have rivers, we have springs of water, we don't need Hashem's rain. All Hashem does is brings rain. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Betova Sheshbati Lehen Ba Machisinosi, the very goodness that I've bestowed upon you, that's what you're angering me with. Uba Ani Donosam, and therefore that's what I'm going to punish you with. Shenem Arvani Hinni Mevias Amabul Mayim Lashon Vani, it's as if it says Gam Ani, that I also will judge you with a Mayim, the same way you're judging me by the Mayim, and you're denying that goodness that I give you. So the greatest form of blessing, which is Mayim, is going to turn into a Klala. The Gemaras and Tainus go through what a great bracha Mayim is, that that a rainy day is as good as the day that the Torah was given, perhaps even greater than the day that the Torah was given. A rainy day is as good as the creation of the world, or even greater than the creation. All these are as good as Tchias HaMesim, etc. The Gemara discusses what a great bracha Mayim is. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take that source of bracha and I'm going to turn it into your undoing. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that the reason they were punished with Mayim is that Dor HaMavel lo nisgol el b'shvil galgal ha'ayin shedome l'mayim. The Dor HaMavel became balei gaiva because of the galgal ha'ayin. They lifted up their eyes with gaiva, and that galgal ha'ayin, the eyeball, is similar to water. Shenemar ve'yikholem nashim mikol asher b'charu, they took whichever women they wanted. L'fichach donosan b'mayim shedome l'galgal ha'ayin, and therefore Hashem judged them with water, which is similar to the galgal ha'ayin, meaning that there was that the source of the water was some small place where a massive amount of water emerged from, similar to an ayin, says Rashi, which is just a tiny part of the body but takes in so much. Shnemar nivku yukal mayonos tahom rabba va'arubas ha'shamayim niftachu. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Dor HaMabul b'Rabba kilkulu, the Dor HaMabul was sinned with the lashon of Rabba, u'b'Rabba nidonu, and were therefore punished with the lashon of Rabba. B'Rabba kilkulu shnemar v'yarashem ki Rabba ra'as ha'adam, u'b'Rabba nidonu shnemar kol mayanos tahom Rabba. There were three mayanos, three springs of water that remain from pre-flood, from the pre-flood generation, and they are Belua de Gader, Vechame Teveria, Ve'ino Rabasi de Biram. Those three springs of water remain from the generation before the Mabel. The reason that they remain, the Eitz Yosef explains, is before the Mabel, you didn't need hot springs of water because there was no illness, because the atmosphere was so perfect that it nurtured life. But now we have a winter, and we have times where it's difficult and people get ill and people get sick, so we require mayanos chamim for its therapeutic value. So Hashem left us these mayanos that could provide us with certain therapeutic value. Ki hishchus kol basar es darko al aretz. Amar Rabbi Yochanan lamit shirbiu behem al chaya v'chaya al behema, va'akol al adam va'adam al akol. chayos with behemos, behemos with chayos, human beings with animals, animals with human beings, all sorts of mating that was inappropriate. Amar Rabbi Abba Kanava kulam chazru chutz me tushlami. All of these chayos and behemos went back to just their own min, except for a single bird called the tushlami, which is still mezaveg with all other sorts of animals. Vayomer Hashem lenoach kates kol basar balafanai. So Hashem says it's enough. The end has come. Amar Rabbi Yochum borei kama gadol kochah shel chamas. Take a look at how bad an avera gezel is. Shari dora mabul avru ala kol. The dora mabul violated every avera. V'lo nechtam aleim gzardinam ad shapash lidem begezel. Yet the final gemar din only came about because of gezel. Shnemar ki mala aretz chamas mipneim v'ni mashchisam es haaretz. That it's only because of that the yisur of gezel is something that they should have been able to figure out on their own. Rabbeinu Bechai explains, and that's why they were punished so terribly for that. Whereas all the other isurim, one could argue without a Torah to guide them and to know, maybe they couldn't have known it on their own. But gezel is just a basic sense of morality. Uksiv hachamas kam lamati rasha lomehem lomeyamonim lomeyamehem v'lo noa behem. So Amar Rabbi Lozer says the pasuk malamed shezakav atzmo kemakel, that chamas stood itself up and stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amar lefanav, and chamas said in front of Hashem, Ribono shel olam, lo mehem, nothing good is going to come from them. V'lo mehamonam, nor from them having a lot of money. V'lo mehamehem, nor from their children. V'lo noah bahem, and there's no one that's going to follow after Hashem in this generation. So Chamas stood up as the one that argued against their continued existence. The Yad Ramah points out that's obviously a mashal. Chamas is not a thing, a person. It's a chamas is an avera. It's not something that could argue in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says maybe it means the midas hadin was mekatreg legabe chamas with respect to chamas. Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel. Afal Noach nechtach gzardin. The original din of the Dora Mabul included Noach. That generally speaking, whatever happens to the majority, everyone else gets punished along with the majority. That since the kibin shenitnu rishus lamashchis, it's eino mavchin bein tzaddik l'rasha. Normally, when there's a terrible plague or something terrible happens to humanity, it's not mavchin bein tzaddik l'rasha. It doesn't distinguish. So Noach was included al shematza chayin bein Hashem, but he found a special that was the great chayin, was that he defied that kiven shenit rishus lamashchis. Normally, when it's rishus lamashchis, everyone suffers, but he was able to defy those odds. Pasuk very difficult to understand. Sounds like it says Hashem regretted making man. Ki asa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he explained, what's this pasuk talking about? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yafa Sisi Shetikanti Lehem Kevaros Ba'aretz. I did a good thing by making burial places on the land, meaning Hashem was happy that people get buried and that they don't live forever, and then they're just going to be able to sin forever if they live forever. So Ve'inachim is not a Lashon of Charata, it's a Lashon of Nechama. Not that he regretted, but Hashem is comforted by his decision that there's such a thing called death, because if man lives forever, man will just sin forever. My Mashma, how do we know that Ve'inachim is a happy Lashon? K'siv hacha Ve'inachim Hashem u'k'siv hasam Ve'inachim asam ve'dabar alibam. That Yosef, when he reveals his identity to his brothers, Ve'inachim asam, he's menachim them, meaning he comforts them, he makes them happier. V'ikatamri, others say that no, the pshat in the pasuk is different. Lo yafa asisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Lo yafa asisi shetikanti lem kivros ba'aretz. If they would have stayed alive, it could be that they do tshuva. So I did not do a good thing by making them die and be buried, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually regrets making kvaros. K'siv hacha ve'inachim u'k'siv hasam, and it says when Hashem is mochel klal Yisrael after the chedah egel, ve'inachim Hashem ala ra shadibra la'asos yamo. Over there it sounds like charata, that he regretted it. Now Yad Ramah points out that the lashon of charata is just lishbar sa'ozen, that it doesn't really mean charata. There's no such thing as a Kodesh Baruch Hu being mischarit, as if he couldn't foresee what would happen if he would make this decision. It's just a way of us relating to the emotion that Kodesh Baruch Baruch Hu feels. Eila told us Noach, an emotion that Hakadosh Baruch Hu feels is also just lishpar ourselves, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't feel emotion; he is steady. Eila told us he acts in a way that someone angry would act. He does things that someone happy would do, but it's not that Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself ever changes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself is one, and that oneness is completely solid and steady. There is no flaring of emotions. All such expressions are just lishpar ha'ozen. Eila told us Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya b'dorosav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'dorosav lo b'doros acherim. Yeah, he was a tzaddik in his generation. Had he been in another generation, then he would not have been considered a tzaddik. Rish Lakish amar b'dorosav kolshkim b'doros acherim. He was even a tzaddik in his generation, all the more so in doros acherim. That's the Rashi and Chumash, the yesh darshim l'gnai, yesh darshim l'shvach. So the difficulty that the Achronim raise is why would you be Dorish L'Gnai? If you could be Dorish L'Shvach and Dorish L'Gnai, what would lead you, you would think that the default would be to be Dorish Noach L'Shvach. I mean, after all, he was handpicked by God to be the sole survivor of the destruction of all of humanity. He must have been pretty good. So you would think to be Dorish L'Shvach, why would you be Dorish L'Gnai? So the Be'er Sheva explains that this is Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitaso, because the Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabbah, and Vayava Noach Banav Ishton and Shevanav Ito Alateva Mipnei Mehamabel, that Noach was Mechusra Amana, that it was only the Mehamabel that forced him in. So he understood that several drushos lignai doesn't really answer the question, just tells us that this is Lashitasa, that he was slanted toward being Doresh Noach lignai. The Mizrahi, in his commentary on Rashi and Lechumish and Parshas Noach, says that maybe they're not even arguing about the Tzidkus of Noach. They both hold that if he was in another generation, of course being around greater tzaddikim would have propelled him to greater heights. He would have been a greater tzaddik, but it doesn't mean he would have stuck out, meaning he may have been a greater tzaddik, but in a generation of tzaddikim, maybe his tzidkus would not have stuck out as much, it would not have been as recognizable. They're not, these two ideas are not mutually exclusive. Am Rabbi Chanina, Moshul Rabbi Yochanan Ma'adav Doma, Rabbi Yochanan's drasha, who darshan said he would not have been a tzaddik in other generations, we can give a moshul, l'chavishal yayin shayisum menachas b'martiv shel chometz, a barrel of wine amongst a whole bunch of barrels of vinegar. Bimakoma reichanodev. So if you go near that wine, next to, when you compare it to the smell of the vinegar, the smell is very impressive. But shalom bimakoma, you take that wine away from there, ein reichanodev. Its reich is not so impressive. So if Noach would have been amongst other tzaddikim, that his pleasant reich would not have been so recognizable. But Amar Rabbi Oshi, a mashal de Reish Lakish Ma Davar Dome, I could give you a mashal for Reish Lakish Shita as well. Litzlocha shel palyaton. You have a very nice smelling spice. That's put in a dirty, disgusting place. Bimakoma rechanodev. So yeah, its smell would be sensed in this place where it's amongst these dirty things. But v'kolshkein bimakoma bosem. If it's in a place that doesn't have negative smells trying to overpower it, its smell would be that much more powerful. What did animals do wrong that they're going to be destroyed? So wait a second. We just discussed earlier in the daf. What did they do wrong? They mated with all other sorts of animals. Yeah, but that's not a chet for the animal itself. The animal has no chiyuvim, has no mitzvos, has no isurim. What avera did the animal do? So Tana Mishum Rabbi Shoben Karcha Mashal Adam Shasu Chup Lebno Viskin Mikal Mine Suuda Liyam Meis Bino Amar Afizar Es Chupaso Amar Kluma Sisi Ela Bishul Bini Achshav Shmeis Chup Alameli. It's like a person who prepares a feast for his child's wedding. The child dies. What's he going to do with the feast? What do I need this for? All of this was just for the child. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. HaFaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Klum Barasi Behem V'Chaya El B'Shvil Adam Achshav Shadam Chodi Behem V'Chaya Lameli. Behem and Chaya weren't created for their inherent value. They were created because of what they could do for Adam. Once there's no Adam, I don't need Behem V'Chaya. Mikol Asher B'Charav V'Mesu But V'Darshan V'Lo Dogim Shavayam. That everything on dry land died, but the fish did not die. Darush Rabbi Yossi Demin Kisri Maidich Siv Kalu Al Pnei HaMayim Tekol El Chalkasam Ba'aretz Melamit Shayinoach HaTzadik Melchiach Behem. This teaches us that Noach would give Musr to the people of his generation, and he would tell them, you have to do tshuva. And if you don't, Hashem is going to bring a mabul. And your bodies are going to float on the water like jugs that come floating in on the ocean. That from the Dora Mabul, people are going to be cursed forever. People are always going to to say, oh, you should end up like the Dara Mabul. Shnemar to Kulal Chalkasim Baretz. I mean, you're going to be the example of a cursed people. Lo Yifna Derech Kramim. Let me show you Mufanim Derech Kramim. They would go in an awful way, like the Derech in the Kerem that has thorns. So Amru Lo Umima Akif. So the Bnei Doro said back to Noach, no, if HaKadosh Baruch was able to do this, why isn't he doing it? Meaning it's years and years you're building the Teva. We don't see anything happening. Amalehem, pray da achas yeshli lahotzi mikem. He says, well, I have one special person that I need to take care of before I can bring a mabul that's going to destroy all of humanity. And that's a reference, the way the Rishonim understand, to Misushelach, that it can't be Noach, because this was Noach talking. So Noach is saying that it was Misushelach. That's the way some understand, that's the way our gear says. Yad Rama says it's strange, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could save Misushelach in a teva the same way he saved Noach in a teva. So he has a gear said that Misushelach HaTzadik was the one that was giving the Musar to Bnei Doro. And he says, pray da achas, that there's one pray that Hashem wants to save, and that's Noach. So after Mr. Shalach dies, that's why Hashem delayed. He had to wait till Noach was born, so that Noach became an adult, so that Noach can be saved from the Mabul. So im kain lo nifna derech kramin, and that way we won't be we won't be held back from doing averos. Darish Rava, my dechsev lapid boz laashtus shana nochal lamade regel. Melamit shei Noach hatzadik mochiach osam va'amr lahem dvarim shem kashim klapidim v'hayu mevazim osam. Noach would give very stark musr, and they would just be mevazim. They would humiliate him. Amru lo, the other people of the generation said to Noach, Zakein, teva zu lama. What's this teva all about? Amru lahem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevi aleichem as a mabul. He would say, this teva is because Hashem is going to bring a mabul. Amru mabul shalma. What kind of mabul is he going to bring? Im mabul shal eish, if it's going to be fire, yeshan davrechad v'alisa shema. We have a certain material called alisa, which is fire resistant. Vim shal mayim umevi, and if he's going to bring a mabul of mayim, im in aretz umevi. If it's going to come from the earth, it's going to be a rising of the water table, terms that we were familiar with from 5 years ago. So then we have a shashios shel barzel, shanu mechapin behemes haaretz, that we can cover the land with. Vimin hashamayim umevi, and if he's going to bring the water from shamayim, yesh lanu davar va'akev shemo va'armila ikesh shemo. We have a certain type of thing that will be able to absorb all the water. Amr lahem, who may be mi bein ikve raglechem. You have no idea what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of. All of the eitzes that you're going to come up, how to be storm resistant and how to save yourself in every natural disaster. So the immediate reaction is to protect ourselves, to come up with things that we're going to be able to avoid such a disaster in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always more powerful. If he wants it to be a natural disaster, it always is more powerful. Shnemar nachol nama de regel. So ultimately, our only answer is with tefillah. Tanya, meme amabul kashim. The waters of the Mabul were thick, like Shikva Zera, as it says, Nachol Ma'ade Regel. Regel, a reference to what comes mi bein araglayim, which is Shikva Zera. Amrav Chista, Berotchen Kilkalu ba'Avera, that through boiling things they did the Avera, meaning it's referring to Znos, because Shikva Zera is Rotchen, uberotchen Nidonu, and therefore they were punished with boiling water. Ksif Hachat says, by the Mabul Vayashoku Amayim, Uksif Hasim. And it says by Achashverosh v'chamas hamelech shachacha. So just like over there, the pasuk is talking about that he calmed down from his boiling over. So too, when by the mea mabul, it's also that the boiling ultimately stopped. Vayihil shivas hayam mea mabul hayu ala aretz. There's some reference to 7 days followed by the mabul. Mativim shel shivas hayamim. What are these 7 days that led up to the mabul? So four possibilities. Amarav elu mea avelu shel mesushalach lametcha shaspein shel tzadik. These were the 7 days of the Avelus of Mesushalach, because it is the hesped of tzaddikim that will prevent or that will delay all these suffering to come. Davar acher, l'shivas sheshiga aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheshina aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu say debrei sheshachami yotzis mimar v'shakas b'mizrach, that for 7 days the sun would rise in the west and would set in the east, the opposite of the way sheshesim ebreishes, the way it always happened. So that was a way of showing that they need to that they should be afraid and they should do tshuva. That it means that Hashem set a tremendous amount of time, 120 years, for them to do tshuva, and then via Akarkach Zman Katan. When that 120 years was over, he says, okay, one last chance. Short amount of time, 7 days. So that's what those 7 days were about. That those were the last possible chance. Davar Achar L'Shuvas Yamim Shetima Mein Olam Haba. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them during those 7 days an incredible calm before the storm. That they got to taste the Tam Olam Haba Kadesh Yedu Matova Manu Mehen. So that they could then appreciate what they're going to be missing out on when they don't have Chelek in Olam Haba. That from each animal, each type of animal, seven of each, ish v'ishta. Says Gemara, that's a strange way to describe animals. It's not a Disney movie where there's a husband and a wife. Ishus lebehema mi isla. Is there such a thing as ishus for a behema? Amrav Shomar Nachmani, Amrav Yonasan, me'osim shlonev de behema vera. It was only amongst those that didn't mate with other minim. Minayada, how did Noach know which animals to let into the teva? Amrav Chisa sheviron lefnei teva, kol shai teva kolatato, the teva sort of chose on its own. He brought the animals in front of the teva. If the teva was able to absorb that animal, then you know that no avera was done with it. Know that the animals walked on their own right into the teva, and those are the animals that had not been with other minim. My gofer, Amar Avada, Amidibei Rabbi Shila, Zumavliga, it's a certain type of wood, Va'amila Gulmish, and some say it's another type of wood called a Gulmish. Tsohar Tasa L'Teva, you have to make a Tsohar for the Teva. What is the Tsohar? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Melech Kodesh Baruch Linoch, Kvaba Avanim Tovus Margolios, Kidei Shehu Me'irus Lechem Katzar Arayim, that you should put in precious gems that will light up the Teva. Ve'el Amma Techalena L'mala, Debahach Yudakayman, and it ends with an Amma wide at top, because if it's wide at the bottom and very narrow at top, that's the way it's going to be able to withstand the waters without tipping. Tachtim shniim shlishim ta'aseha. Tana tachtim lazevel, emtsiyim labehema, elyonim la'adam. Three levels, bottom for the garbage, the middle for the animals, and the top for people. Vayishalach ha'sa'orev, and then Noach sends out the Orev. Amrei shlakash tshuva nitzachas, heshivu Orev l'Noach. The Orev had a strong taina to Noach. Amrelo, rab chasoneini v'atasin hasani. Your master Hashem hates me, and you hate me. Rab chasoneini minator and shiva minatameim shnayim. Your master hates me because all the kosher animals get seven of each kind, and from the non-kosher animals like me, there's only two of each kind. And even knowing that, you've shown hatred for me. Instead of sending out one of the things that you have seven of to go explore and see if it's safe, you send out one of the things you have two of. You know what could happen to me out there? I could become extinct because I can get killed out there. Are you interested in my wife? You're trying to get rid of me? Samalo, Noach said back, Russia, but mutuli nasali, benasali lakolshkate. I wasn't even with my own wife in the teva. You think I'm going to be with your wife? How do we know that Noach and his children were asr batash mashamita during the mabul? And the pasuk says, Tzemina teva, atu vishcha v'necha v'neshe v'necha itach. From the fact that the Torah says the men separately from the women, both when they came in and when they left, it shows shenasu b'tash shamita, that in between they weren't together. There were three that had tashmish in the teva and they all were punished, and they are kelev, v'orev, v'cham. Kelev nikshar. The kelev's punishment is that he can't get away from an akeva. Orev ruk. The orev, the way the orev mates is by through its mouth. It doesn't have tashmish in a normal fashion. Cham lakaba oro. And Cham had a problem with his skin that he came that kush emanated from him, who has darker skin. Vayishalach haseyonam eito liro sekelu amayim. Amar b'yirmiyam mikancha dirasun shalofos tahorim imatzadikim. That from here we see that the dira of the ophos is tar together with the tzaddikim. Mine ale zayis taraf befia. Amar b'lazer. Amar yonel fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The yonel said to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, yumazanasem merorim kezayis umasurim biyadecha valyum sukum kedvash umasurim biyad basar v'dam. I'd rather have an olive leaf which is bitter than have a sweet fruit, as long as it comes from you, Hashem, than sweet foods that come from human hands. My mashmah dai tarif lishon de mezonehu. How do I know tarif means food? So Shlomo HaMelech is asking for food. L'mishpachem yatsu min ha-teva. Amar Rabbi Yochanan l'mishpachosam v'lo heim. L'mishpachosam, but not they themselves. So you see that the teva, that in the teva there were mishpachos, meaning each min of Bali Chaim was in its own separate area. They weren't all mixed together. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar le'alazu l'shem l'shem. Rabbah, the chash of a shame. There was a conversation between Eliezer Abed Avram and Shame. Ksiv l'mishpachosayim yatsu min ha-teva. Atun eichan avisu. How was it in the teva? Like, how did it work? How did you feed all the animals separately, you know, in their own way? Amar le tsar gadol ha'ilan b'teva b'riya shadar kalachil b'yom ha'chalnu b'yom. Shadar kalachil b'layla ha'chalnu b'layla. It wasn't easy. We had to feed the daytime animals during the day and the nighttime animals at night. Hai zekisa, the certain creature called the zekisa, lo v'yada abba ma'achla. My father didn't even know what it eats. Yom ha'chal v'yasav kapali rimoni. He was peeling a pomegranate for it. Nafal t'lat mina, a worm comes out, achala, and it eats the worm. Mikan ve'elecha v'gabal lachizra ki mitla achla. He would wait till food got wormy, and that's when he would feed it, because he discovered accidentally that worms is what the animal eats. Hashem, tomorrow will continue with how Shame describes to Eliezer exactly what it was like to try to take care of all the animals in the teva, and how Eliezer responded.